This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join Oanda senior market analyst in Singapore, Kelvin Wong. Good morning from London. Good evening to you, Kelvin.
Good morning to you as well, Johnny, and good evening over at my end.
Now, let's get the latest from the markets where you are first. And is there a bit of a hangover from Friday's US core PCE numbers? Obviously, that is the preferred inflation measurement for the Federal Reserve. So that would have had an effect on the markets in the US. Has it had the same effect where you are?
Yes. So what we could see over here is that firstly, the core PCE price index for US for the month of January came in within expectation. So that's 2.6% year on year. So not that red hot as feared. Then that actually causes the earlier dollar strength that has meteorized on Wednesday, Thursday due to Trump's trade tariff on 4th of March targeting Canada, Mexico, and as well as additional 10% levy for Chinese products got muted off. And we see the dollar strength pullback on Friday, and which also led to a significant intraday bounce on the major US stock indices. So that is a kind of a minor risk on behavior that we see on the US session on last Friday, especially in the second half of the US session. And that has a positive spillover into Asia trading set today as well, where majority of the major benchmark Asia stock indices close in green, positive territory, like the Nikkei 225 and the Hang Seng Index. As we are speaking right now, the dollar strength setback continues as we start to see the euro dollar is actually up by 0.7% right now.
Now, you mentioned the tariffs. We still don't really know what the fallout is going to be from these tariffs on, for instance, inflation in the global economy, in particular in the US economy, do we?
Yes, on one hand, we have a confluence of events that is taking shape this week that have this a tug of war between about this stagflationary risk coming in and as well as, you know, the potential impact of US tariffs that could create a global recession or a global slowdown. So what we could see over here is that this week itself, we also have a very important event that is taking shape other than tomorrow's tariff threat announcement that Trump's threatened to announce. We have this China 2 session. So it's basically it's a parliamentary meeting of top China leadership to set up the economic direction for this year. It's a week-long event and market will be focusing on Wednesday. Okay, why Wednesday? Because Wednesday is where the Premier Li, equivalent to a Prime Minister, will announce the official 2025 growth target of China. And market is expected to be the same pace at around 5%, which is very ambitious given the potential tariff trade that US could have on China. And in order to achieve this 5% for this year, very likely China will announce a wider budget deficit of more than 3% of GDP. So market is looking at around 4% to 6%. So that actually implies much more stimulus measures that are going to be required this year for China to achieve this 5% growth if they were to announce a wider budget deficit of more than 3% of GDP. So that could potentially also see a bit of risk on impact given the fact that China also plays a part in this global economic jigsaw puzzle. So with China potentially implying more stimulus measure coming to play, that could create a risk on behavior, knock-on impact throughout the rest of the major stock indices as well, especially on European stock indices. And we know that because there's some close linkage between the European stock index and the China proxy stock indices. In a way, because of this, with more stimulus measure coming out from China, it could actually lead to improvement in consumer sentiment in China, indirectly have a spillover to tourism to Europe as well. So that could be this positive linkage towards this German benchmark indices or the other European stock indices. So something to bear in mind for as well. That could act as a counterbalance with the negative impact of Trump's tariff trade, of that whatever 25% tariffs that to be announced on Tuesday, that has yet to be confirmed. And we know that the way Trump's style of policy making is he likes to create a bit of shock to the markets about the unpredictability element that he has in store.
And talking of President Trump, he has revealed the names of five cryptocurrencies that he says he'd like to be included in a new strategic reserve. So we've seen crypto prices really rally after this announcement. Last week, we saw the likes of Bitcoin really have heavy falls. At one point, Bitcoin going below $80,000, but now they're up again.
Yes, yes. So the thing about this is over here is pretty much really driven by news flow. And one thing I want to highlight about this news flow is that, very interestingly, in terms of technical positioning, because on Friday, Bitcoin actually plunges to a low of 78,300, and it actually at one point in time on the intraday basis broke below a key 200-day moving average. So you know that several short-term technical traders look at 200-day moving average as a key support level. So that actually causes a lot of potential leverage shorts to be unleashed once there's an intraday breakthrough of that 200-day moving average. And because of this positive news flow from Trump creating these five key cryptocurrencies as part of the US reserve, so that causes potentially a lot of short covering initially when these short-term speculators got actually stopped up potentially due to their leverage position. And that kind of create a very sharp V-shaped reversal right around that 200-day moving average. So that could also explain to us why we're able to see that V-shaped recovery after that positive news flow that took shape over the weekend from Trump himself.
Okay, Kelvin, let's look to the week ahead. Of course, it's the first Friday of the month coming up, which of course means non-farm payroll day. We had last week's core PCE numbers, but this, I think, is even more important, the latest US jobs count.
Yes, precisely. So what we could see over here is that, do not forget, last few weeks, we do have rather so-called lackluster US economic growth indicator that is showing more on surprising on the weak side, especially consumer confidence, the Conference Board consumer confidence, and as well as the S&P Global Services PMI data that actually slip into contractionary territory. So market will be paying very close attention to the labor market data that is out on this coming Friday NFP number. So the headline number, market is looking at a very low ball number again. So previously we said 143K for the month of January. So now market is looking at only an increase of 133K. So if you look at across the last few months, 133K is rather a low number, because on the average, you look at the last 4 to 5 months on the average, we are looking at close to a number about 200K number of jobs added. So the consensus of a very low ball number that is being so-called penciled in right now at 133K, that could easily be bid on the upside. And that could also kind of create a bit of a volatile movement on the FX market as well as the major stock indices over here, because with a stronger labor market or a resilient labor market, that could mean that the Fed still be on hold of in terms of introducing more deeper interest rate cuts this year. Because so far, market is only looking at pendulum is switching between one interest rate cut at least to maximum two interest rate cut itself. And also the one another metrics on the labor market to look at would be the unemployment rate. So unemployment rate market is still looking to be stable at the 4% level.
Okay, very interesting. We'll wait to see what happens on Friday, Kelvin. Thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.